My name is Steve Hudgick, and I was the director. As I think back on what was involved in getting this story onto a disc, some, well, unusual problems come to mind. For example, it was difficult to find a quiet room we could use to record the narration. No matter where we went, we could hear the kids in the class next door, or out in the playground, or out in the hallway. We finally had to settle on using one of the teachers' lounges. This one was unique. It had double doors between the lounge and the hallway, and that did help stop a lot of the noise. But if you listen real close, as Brandy is telling the story, you can occasionally hear a bang in the background. What that is, well, the girls' room is next door to the teacher's lounge, and that is the sound of the girls' room door slamming, something that seemed to happen about once every 30 seconds or so. This CD-ROM was created using simple, inexpensive software and home-type cameras and sound equipment. It was all done by amateurs. The most expensive part was the cost of the 35mm film and the film processing. We ultimately shot just over 840 images altogether. And to get the pictures into the computer, that at least was fairly easy. We just brought the negatives to a local quick print shop called Laser Quick, and there they just put them onto a Kodak photo CD, and that really wasn't too expensive at all. I think it was about 69 cents an image or so. And we didn't put all 840 on there. We picked out the ones we wanted to use and had them just put those onto the photo CD.